Nolte, 7,700 media jobs slashed this year. By John Nolte on December 9, 2019. Business Insider reports around 7,700 people lost their media jobs this year. Which is more, a lot more, than the 5,000 who lost their media jobs over the 4 years between 2014 to 2017. Being a glass-half-full kind of guy, I don't like to think of it as 7,700 media jobs lost. I like to think of it as a gain of 7,700 future computer coders. As the media love to tell our laid-off coal miners, factory workers, and wildcatters, America will always need computer coders. So how did this happen? How did we go from an average of 1,250 future coders a year to a whopping 7,700? Much of the credit belongs to the Walt Disney Company. The far-left behemoth slashed some 4,000 jobs at both Disney and Fox after acquiring 21st Century Fox. Dang, couldn't just one of them have been Kathleen Kennedy? But that only accounts for 4,000 future coders. If you remove those, you still have 3,700 future coders created in a single year, which is still way over the 2014 to 2017 average. So, yes, something's going on. Here's part of the rundown. Far left conglomerate cut 100 jobs. BuzzFeed slashed 200. Vice Media booted 265. NBC said farewell to 82. Sports Illustrated waved goodbye to 40. HuffPost wiped out 13. When it closed something called the Washington Post Express, which sounds like a faster to spread lies, the Post axed 20. Think Progress dumped its entire staff of 12 and then shut down. ESPN dropped 20. The Welfare Queens at NPR lost 9. Mad Magazine slashed 10, and hundreds of freelancers, who are not included in the 7,700, when it closed down. Jet and Ebony released 15. Pride Media discharged 10. First Look Arrivederci 15. New Orleans Times Picayune so long 161. The Cleveland's Plain Dealer dealt 41. New York Media expelled 32. St. Louis Dispatch dispatched with, you knew that was coming, 23. McClatchy Wallop 200. Verizon's Yahoo, AOL, and HuffPost disconnected 800. Condé Nast junk 10. Dallas Morning News whacked 43. And those are just the notable ones. Business Insider did the heavy lifting of itemizing each and every layoff and ads. The cuts represent a seismic shift in the media landscape. But this same media that keeps telling me Donald Trump is great for business, LOL, which is just so awesome and ironic because Trump hates the media when he's, LOL, the best thing that's ever happened to the media he hates. So it's like an epic troll how well the fake media is doing under Trump lmao. Except, at least 36% of the largest newspapers across the United States, as well as at least 23% of the highest traffic digital native news outlets, experienced layoffs between January 2017 and April 2018, per Pew Research. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.